to attempt to convince you that I meant what I read here. Having been an orphan, I still feel that whatever I did in life so far was built by boarding school. For 9 years I was in boarding school, 3 in primary, 6 in secondary school. In those days, teachers behave to students or to children like their own children. If you do well, they will tell you to do well. If you don't do well, they never spread the rod. And then when I finished, six years in secondary school then, I didn't work for a day. I refused to work for a day. I left home. I refused to work in the local government. And I joined the army. And the army of that time, we went through what we went through up to the Civil War. And then I listened to one of Nigerians I respect. He said after his training here in Nigeria, in the United States, he went to his alma mater, his primary school, to see what could he contribute. I wouldn't mention his name, but when he went, he couldn't differentiate between the students or the children and the teachers. And what El-Rufai is trying to do now is exactly what that man told me about 10 years ago. It is a very, very serious situation when teachers cannot pass the exam they are supposed to teach the children, you know, to pass. It's a very tragic situation we are in, and this gathering together, to me, is one of the most important in this administration. Thank you very much.